Hello, my friends, and welcome back for this week's episode of the Pirkei Avos podcast with Rabbi Shlomo Kohn. For this week's Mishnah, we continue with Chapter 2, Mishnah 19, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yotes. And before we begin, as always, if you have any questions, comments, or would like to reach out, please feel free to send me an email at Rabbi Shlomo Kohn, KOHN, at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. The Mishnah begins. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Rabbi Elazar says, Havi shokud lilmoid Torah. A person should be diligent in the study of Torah. Veda ma shetoshel apikores. And a person should know what to answer a apikores, a heretic. And number three, veda lifne mi ata amel. Know whom before you are toiling. And the last teaching of the Mishnah from Eliezer is v'nemanu b'malachtecho shiyashlam l'cha schar pulasecho. And know that your employer can be relied upon to pay you the wage of your labor. So we have four ideas that's being expressed by Rabbi Elazar in this Mishnah. And I want to go through them one by one to take the lessons that we can learn from it in our daily lives. Number one, Rabbi Elazar Oimer, have you shokod l'lomayid Torah? A person should be diligent in the study of Torah. What does it mean to be diligent? What does it mean to be shokud lilmoid Torah? Now, it's brought down that when a person comes to heaven, there's different questions that are going to be asked each and every one of us. And the Talmud relates that there's different questions of affecting different areas of our lives. But one question which a person is asked is, did you set time for Torah study? Did you make space in your day to learn Torah? Now, the question is not, did you learn 10 hours a day? Did you learn 5 hours a day? Did you learn 1 hour a day? Did you learn 5 minutes a day? It's, did you make time to study Torah? Because everyone's different. We're all different. We have different natures. We have different circumstances in life. We have different capacities. We have different limitations. And therefore, it's not appropriate for the Mishnah or the question from God. It wouldn't be a fair question to ask everybody the same question. Did you learn 10 hours a day? Did you learn 5 hours a day? Did you learn 5 minutes a day? Because some people aren't at a place right now where they could learn 10 hours a day. And for some others, learning 5 minutes is way below what they should be doing, right? But rather, did you make a set time for Torah study? And I believe this ties into the teaching of our Mishnah, because Rabbi Eliezer is telling us, Havi shokud lilmoid Torah. A person should be diligent in Torah study. This ties into this idea because a person, it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to make time in our day, no matter what has happened to us during the day, to study some Torah, to make time for it, to spend a moment reflecting on the words of Hashem. And that's what it means, one understanding, to be diligent in the study of Torah. To make sure that we always have some type of Torah, no day has gone by that we haven't studied something, that we haven't learned something. Because as we mentioned before in different episodes, when we study Torah, we're connecting to Hashem. It's the food for our neshama. And if we, God forbid, go one day without learning, so our neshama is malnourished. We can't let one day pass without that sustenance, spiritual sustenance. That's what it means to be diligent in Torah study. And this is really also the key to attaining success in the long run in Torah study. You know, learning one day, then not learning a week later, and then learning again, and then not going 2 weeks without learning. You get reward, it's beneficial, it's something, it's worth it, you should do it. But if we really want to maximize the effects of the Torah and the connection that we gain from studying Torah, we need to make sure that some part of our day, a little bit, it could be a few, even if it was a hard day, you know, just a few minutes to learn a Mishnah, you know, to connect. Because it's, as it's brought down in the Talmud, if we leave the Torah for one day, it leaves us for 2 days. Because we want to have that consistency to maximize the opportunity what we're doing. When we're doing it, we want to try to do it right. It doesn't mean that we have to learn 10 hours in a day. It doesn't mean we have to learn 5 hours in a day, but it means we should make some time in our day for study, for learning. You know, there's, in a way, I feel like I relate to this very much. You know, we all have these times in our lives or days that things are just so busy, and life is busy, and things come up, things happen, emergencies come up, duty calls, we have family responsibilities. But it's so important that even for a few moments, if we're able to just pull away, open up a book, or just to learn a Mishnah, you know, and I myself can relate to this feeling. I think every person, you know, even the biggest rabbis, you know, could have days where they maybe didn't learn as much as they're used to learning. Maybe you don't feel so great about it. You like to do learn for an hour and you'll learn for, but the point is that we all have those days. And now you're sitting in bed, it's 11 o'clock at night, you feel worn out, and you feel like you're about to get into a deep slumber. And then you remember, did I open a book today? Did I open a sefer? Did I study some Torah? And at that moment, you have a choice to make. The easy choice is just to close your eyes, start the day, the next day anew, tomorrow, refreshed, hopefully. But there's a second choice, which may be a little bit harder, but is a feeling you'll have if you overcome it. You'll feel success. You'll feel a certain empowerment. You'll feel this connection of jumping out of bed, going to grab a book, a sefer, a Torah book, learning a few moments, looking at a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, one Mishnah, two Mishnahs, learning for a moment or two. So then you didn't go a day without Torah. You know, this is this idea that you're telling yourself the importance, even if you only study for a moment or 2 moments or a minute or 2 minutes, you're giving yourself this, you know, this message, this priceless message of what's truly important in your life. That no matter what happened in your day, no matter where things are, you're still pushing to get a little bit of Torah in, because that's going to define you as a person, who you are. And that's what it means to be diligent in Torah study. And no matter what's going on in our lives, to always have that set time. Obviously, ideally, we want to set up times and a lot space for ourselves to learn properly, to do things in the right way, to have a Seder, have a Chavrusa. But I'm going to the extremes that even in the days where it's crazy and we didn't have a moment of this emergency, we should still have this mentality, this fallback mentality, that we don't let a day go by without studying something. And I think that ties into this idea of being diligent in Torah study. Number two, Vida Mashitoshel Apikoros. And we should know what to answer a heretic. The Mishnah is teaching us here what, you know, how to answer, how to disprove someone who's coming to try to disprove the Torah. You know, this is something we ourselves should know how to do. Now, obviously, we're not counter-missionaries, and really, we don't want to get into discussions with people who are trying to sway us out of our religion. But we need to know the arguments. We need to know the conversations. And if you look at the Mishnah very precisely, it says over here, it says, Vida mashitosh lapigoros. It says, and know what to answer a heretic. It doesn't mean you should, doesn't say in the Mishnah you should engage a heretic to start debating him. It doesn't say that. It means you yourself should know for your own sake, not for the sake of a missionary trying to convert you, but you should know for your own sake and your own well-being and your own fundamentals and your own foundation what to say to a heretic. For your own self, that you should know what to say. You should know the arguments and you should go through it. And actually today there's fantastic amount of resources that we have that talk about these ideas of the Torah being divine, the written Torah being divine, the oral Torah being divine, proof from the Torah being given to the Jewish people at Sinai, divine revelation, the earth, the fact that Hashem created the world, God created the world. There's plenty of resources a person could find. I'm happy to name a few. You know, Rabbi Lawrence Kellerman has much material that proves the existence of Hashem, the existence of a creator, the existence of a divine Torah. Number one is if you could search it, it's permission to receive, permission to believe. Permission to Believe is a book by Rabbi Kellerman that explains in a very step-by-step way the fact that there's a creator in the world, it has to be a creator. Permission to Receive is a book which explains the rationale and understanding that proves that the Torah is divine from God. The point is the mishnah is giving us, for our foundation, not even getting into counter missionary work, for our own understandings and our own emunah and our own bitachon, we have to go through these conversations to have it clear for ourselves. Number three, Vida lifnei mi'ata amel. Know in front of whom you are toiling. You know who your employer is. We have to remember that we don't work for human beings, meaning we might work for a human being, but ultimately, who's the boss? Who's the jefe grande? Who's the big boss? It's Hashem, it's God. And when we have that in mind, so then the small things, a lot of times, fall away. What do I mean by that? I mean that sometimes people annoy us. Bosses could be annoying. Coworkers could bother us. We could feel resistance in wanting to try to do the right thing. People, in fact, try to fight us from doing the right thing, what we believe is correct. We feel discouraged. We get frustration. We get what's the word? We get pushback when we want to try to do something good. So it's very easy for us to give up. Mishnah is telling us, know who you work for. Know why you're putting the effort in. And the answer to that is that the real boss is Hashem. And the reason why we're doing something good or we're trying to accomplish something positive is not because we want to look good. It's because we want honor. It's not because we want people to like us. It's because we want to do what Hashem wants us to do. And if we keep that in the forefront of our mind, nothing else matters, or it makes it easier for us to focus on the mission at hand. So then the small things, the annoying coworkers or the boss that's harassing us, sort of falls away because I don't care. I'm doing the right thing. I'm trying to live by the Torah. I'm trying to do the mitzvos. I'm doing what Hashem wants. I'm trying to do the correct thing. I know who I work for. We're working for the boss. So when we have that in mind, it makes the other small frivolities fall off and keeps our focus. Because if I know my mission is, I know what I'm trying to go for, and I know it's Hashem is proud of me what I'm doing, so who cares? I'm not saying it's easy, but if we keep this focus, it's something which can help us keep pushing to do the right thing and to push forward and accomplish. And lastly, the Mishnah finishes off, V'nemonu b'lambal malachtecho sh'yashlom schar pu'otzecho. And a person should know that your employer can be relied upon to pay you the wage of your labor. And I think this ties into the last part of the Mishnah, because even though we try to remember that Hashem is the one we work for, that Hashem is our boss, it's not always so easy. It's just not, right? But if we keep these two ideas together, that Hashem is going to take care of us. He's going to help us do the right thing if we just keep pushing a little bit more. He can be relied upon to give us the reward for the effort that we put into our labor. So that reinforces our effort, or it reinforces in our mind what we want to do, what we need to do, what we should do. And that's the final clause in this Mishnah. To keep that in mind, to remember that Hashem is could be relied upon. We're going to get rewarded for what we do. And God willing, when we try to do the right thing, we're going to have success. If we keep pushing through, we're going to reach that point to reach our goals and to have true success. So with that, I'm going to finish with today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to reach out, please feel free to send me an email at rabbishlomokohn@gmail.com. Have a great day.